Welcome back to the Michigan Business Beat, a Michigan Business Network. Jeffrey Mosier sitting in for Chris Holman. No, not out on the road. I'm in our 109 East Oakland Avenue studios, just northeast of the State Capitol building in downtown Lansing, Michigan. And this time around, well, we have an in-studio guest, and it's our monthly check-in with CAMWA, the Capital Area Michigan Works, and Edith Copeland, their CEO. Welcome back to the Michigan Business Beat, Edie.
Oh, thanks, Jeff. Thanks so much for having me back.
Tremendous. Well, Chris and you discussed some great topics up on the island last week, and the listeners will be able to find that link on our website with the Michigan Business Beat, but we had to keep things rolling right along, and we're into June, and you've got a topic, seasonally appropriate, the summer slides. So tell me, what is the summer slide?
So the summer slide is the regression of education and skills developed in a traditional academic school year. And during the summer months, you know, when you think about it, children are not in school, so they tend to slide backwards academically.
But why does the summer slide matter?
Well, it does matter because then in the fall when school resumes, you know, teachers may spend a few weeks and even months getting students back to where they were the previous year in order to move forward in their learning. And so we really encourage that students remain active, those that are old enough. You know, maybe look at work experiences or internships or even job shadows that would be in careers that they think they may be interested in. And that's where employers come in.
Oh, sure. Early on, it comes to mind, does the summer slide impact all the students equally?
No, not all students equally. Actually, it's more common in students that come from economically disadvantaged families, and that gap is growing larger. As a matter of fact, the achievement gap between children from high and low income families is about 30 to 40% larger among children born in 2001 than those born 25 years earlier. And that's according to research conducted by Stanford University.
Now, we're talking to businesses, but businesses are made up of families. And, well, what can parents do to help combat the summer slide?
Well, of course, parents can read with and to their children, you know, depending on the age of the child, but certainly encourage independent reading at home. And it could be chapter books, it could be picture books, even magazines or newspapers, to start encouraging them to, you know, move forward and to really acclimate to the world that's going to be in front of them as they grow older. And they can learn about what's going on, you know, on a daily basis. And so we really encourage reading or listening to audiobooks or even children's podcasts. Yes, they do exist.
Sure, yeah.
When in the car or fun or practice with a new hobby, take advantage of online learning resources like coolmath.com or mathblaster.com. And then also manage time that children spend using technology for non-educational purposes. Steer them towards more educational activities and not just sitting in front of that playing Fortnite and all those games that I seem to hear keep children in front of the TVs nowadays.
Right. Indeed. So you alluded to it a little earlier, but what can businesses do to help combat the summer slide?
So again, engaging students in your workplaces, a few ideas would be to connect with the career and technical education programs in your county to discuss work-based learning opportunities for summer or even throughout the school year. Host a bring your child to work day during the summer and have your employees bring their children to encourage them to see and look at careers that are available even in their own companies. Contacting the local school district and offering to host teachers, counselors, administrators at their place of business to give them a chance to explore hands-on careers. Also, encouraging their employees to volunteer with organizations that work educationally with students in the summer, such as iTech, Impression 5 Science Center, and also the Reach Studio Arts Center here in our region.
Sure.
And then according to RAND Corporation, which is a nonprofit research institution, studies indicate that the effects of summer learning programs endure for at least 2 years after participation. So getting involved in the local library Library program or reaching out to the Capitol District Libraries or the Capitol Literacy Coalition about donating or volunteering. So those are just a few of the things that business can do to combat the summer slide.
Perfect. And well, in the time remaining, this is our CAMWA update for the month, and it comes to mind, why is Capital Area Michigan Works focused on the summer slide?
Well, really, because workforce development starts at birth, and we need every single student in our region to be as prepared as possible to fill the jobs of the future. We can't always know what those jobs will be, but we do know that they'll require students to pursue some form of post-secondary education, and that students need to learn how to learn year-round while they're in school and long after. And so our educational partners in the region work tirelessly, and it's our role and responsible to support them as much as we can.
Excellent. All right, then. Well, Edie, thank you so much for spending some time with the Michigan Business Beat this month.
Well, thanks for having me.
All right. And once again, Edith Copeland, CEO of CAMWA, the Capital Area Michigan Works, and they're based out of Lansing, but serving the Tri-County area here in mid-Michigan and the Capital District. We'll be back with more on the Michigan Business Beat on Michigan Business Network.